Fioretta Roland, Oxford, 15th June 1915. I begin nursing almost at once after going down, on Sunday, June 27th. It is getting very near now. I have just come back from going all over Somerville. The hospital Somerville, I mean. It simply makes me feel that I want to start this minute. I should get just to love the men I know. I am told they nearly all want to talk to you and tell you all about it. Some nurses haven't the patience to listen, but it wouldn't be a question of patience with me. I should love to hear. Edward came here on Saturday and stayed till Sunday evening. We talked about you and Richardson and the war most of the time. Edward thinks he has got his transfer into the artillery, though not yet quite certain. He's almost more keen about it than I've ever seen him over anything, except perhaps music. Of course he doesn't like his battalion, but doubtless you know why and all about it. I expect he will go out towards the autumn, unless he gets into a more or less prepared battalion, and I don't suppose he will, as he will have to learn artillery work from the beginning. A few weeks one way or the other doesn't seem to make much difference now. The war will be so long that the last people who go to the front will have as much of it as they care about. At least, that's how I feel just now. I don't see what can end anything so tremendous. Anyhow, I hope he won't go to the Dardanelles. It is a regular death trap just now. Nearly all the Manchester regiments are out there. Territorials, that is. With the result that there is someone dead or wounded every day, almost, that I know quite well. Yesterday I saw the name of a man among the killed with whom I have done a considerable amount of amateur acting. And there was the other day another with whom I have often played tennis and met out. I feel as if I shall soon have no acquaintances left, to say nothing of friends. I told you people at college had, on the whole, very little direct connection with the war. But only today a girl I know quite well went home because her brother has just been killed in the Dardanelles. He also was in the Lancashire regiment. I feel as if I were standing on a lonely and dismal shore, watching the tide gradually surround and cut me off, and I am almost quite sure that it will not turn before it has reached me.